Scientists often describe having a eureka moment when the solution to a difficult problem appears in an instant of sudden insight, but it's been unclear whether these aha moments involve a unique mental process. Now researchers think they know. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Edward Bowden is a brain researcher at Northwestern University in Chicago who studies this kind of sudden insight. He's had a few himself over the years. One even came after a question on NPR. Back in 1995, Will Shortz, the puzzle master on Sunday's Weekend Edition, issued the following challenge.
Take the phrase, shout danger. Okay. Rearrange these 11 letters to make two words that are opposites of each other. What are they?
Bowden got the answer, and on the next week's show, he explained how it happened.
Well, I was sitting in the opera Monday evening, listening to the opera, and I started thinking about the puzzle, and the answer came to me, and then I tried checking the letters and crossing them off mentally to see whether it was actually the right answer or not.
It was. As he was watching Don Giovanni, Bowden suddenly realized that the letters in Shout Danger could form the words son and daughter. At the time, he and other researchers could only guess what was going on in his brain, apart from Mozart. Now, there are new technologies that can produce detailed images of the human brain at work. And Bowden and other researchers figured out how to take pictures at the precise eureka moment. John Kunios of Drexel University in Philadelphia says the trick is to put volunteers in a brain scanner and give them puzzles, a bit like the ones from Will Shortz.
A person might see flash on the screen the words feather, step, and bump. And it's not immediately obvious what the solution would be. In this case, it's goose. Goose feather, goose step, goose bump. And frequently when people realize what the solution is, after thinking about it for a while, they have this aha experience.
The researchers then compared the brain activity of volunteers who'd had an aha experience with that of volunteers who said they just gradually formed an answer.
The only really strong difference between solving a problem with insight and solving it without insight is in an area of the right temporal lobe of the brain.
This difference was a burst of activity in a very specific area that helps us understand things like jokes and metaphors. The researchers also found that just before a sudden insight, some visual information stopped going to the right side of the brain. Kunios thinks that's probably the brain's version of closing your eyes in order to concentrate. Jonathan Schooler of the University of Pittsburgh says the experiment should help explain the nature of eureka moments.
The finding that insight problems cause an activation in the brain that is not associated with other kinds of problem solving does help to tell us that perhaps there are some special unique processes associated with solving insights.
Schooler says if those processes don't kick in, the mental experience feels quite different.
There are sort of two kinds of responses that individuals have to insight problems. If you solve it yourself, you get this wonderful aha experience as you realize what the solution is. Whereas if you fail to solve it yourself and have to wait to get the solution from somebody else, you get the related but far less satisfying a duh experience.
The new research on insight appears in the current issue of the online journal Public Library of Science Biology. John Hamilton, NPR News.